Welcome back to the Reflexive Show. I'm your host, Donovan Beer. I had the microphone backwards. I don't know if anyone can hear me or not.
I can hear you.
Well, all right. So we're reporting. It's the last day. The closing keynotes are about to kick up at the How Conference, How Design Live. And I have with me How Legend, I think it is, Keith Smith. Keith, how is it?
I don't know if I want to call myself a legend, but I am, yeah, a 15-year veteran. And I've been coming back every year for the same exact reason, to get this creative energy from meeting new people, hearing great speakers, and having a lot of fun with fellow designers.
It's interesting you say new people, because I heard yesterday someone said that there's like a 45% turn in attendees like every year or something. Like, and so it's amazing that you see, like, there's 3,400 people is the number I was told, and it's like 45% of these are new. Like, are you kidding me? It's the constant new energy.
Right. A lot of people I talk to, especially the newbies, because I do reach out to them.
And How Newbies, is that their official term?
Yes. There is a group officially called How Live Newbies, set up by Jesse Accomando. She basically set up a Facebook group so that she could keep in touch with people year round. But she does a lot of outreach, you know, during the months building up to How, so that people come here and they don't feel like they're alone. But some of the newbies I've talked to who have waited a long time in their career to actually attend, they've known about it for such a long time. And there's a lot of outreach on social media so that they can just get the lay of the land way before they actually show up to the conference. And
yeah, because I see these people and I've seen them online through the, you know, they got kind of the how people are active on this stuff. And I see them so much, and then I meet them. I'm like, it's like, have I known you for 10 years, or are we meeting for the first time? It's a weird thing, but it's great. It's wonderful.
That's a crazy thing about social media, is like you can know someone's face. You can know by their avatar. You can know their name. Sometimes it's only their screen name. Like, I'm Smithcat, you know, but a lot of people don't know me as Keith Smith. And when you finally meet them in person, it's like, well, you're either everything like I expected you to be, or you're nothing like I expected.
And you even host, you even like set up a pre-conference bar crawl every year. How do people find out about that if they want to come like next year or something? Or I mean, I assume you're going to keep doing this.
I am going to keep doing this as long as I can. And I set it up every year just at the beginning of this conference, mostly because I want that icebreaker, that moment in the conference where you just let loose and meet people that you've actually been chatting with for a long time. As the build up to How Live, and I always find that people are a little bit looser and a little bit more friendlier with a little bit of alcohol in them. So,
hey, I would agree. And 15 years. So this is your 15th. What's the biggest thing you've seen change in this conference over that decade and a half?
Just the fact that you can share stuff in real time now. I think Twitter is becoming a huge part of the How Live experience. Because of all the hashtagging, people sharing photos, it's giving us the ability to digest the entire conference in a very small
140 characters at a time, baby.
But if I'm following 140 people at How Live, I'm gonna favorite their tweets, their retweets, their pictures. You can get all that into one document at the end of the show, and put into a Word document, an InDesign document, make yourself a nice little report, and present it to the people who weren't lucky enough to come.
And also, it also means, I assume, that it's easier to, like, find people at the conference because everyone can text now. And 15 years ago, I mean, what would you do? You just meet at the front door?
Well, that's what you actually did. You actually had to be in the same conference hotel, and you had to actually bump into people, look for the badge, and say, oh, you're from How? I'm from How, too, that kind of thing. Now it's like, yeah, I'm going to be at Rubio's Mexican place. I will be there for lunch. Please join me. That kind of thing.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite part of this year's conference? What's the thing that stood out the most?
My favorite moment is the video that Stanley Hensworth showed with the dragon tank judge, who actually, her face changed when he said that he was the creative director for Nike and for other big brands, and she had already judged him by the way he looks and his hair, and it's like, basically, no, there's no way you're that person. But the way her face changed, it's like it basically says, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, I have a great story to tell. I've heard a lot of people comment on that because they've been judged in their career just by their appearance. You know, designers like to wear funky clothes and all.
Yeah, we're creatives. We want to carry the creative onto our T-shirt.
Right, but they don't, for some reason, their image doesn't always fit their skill level, I mean, in some people's eyes. So when you hear somebody who's done a lot in their career and they've launched great brands and they've just influenced the industry in such a way and actually shown the marketing term ROI for the actual crazy work that they do, then it's amazing when you know you catch people off guard like that. Socially, of course, I love the pub crawl and I love the fact that we had a lot of parties going on in the nearby facilities, like going over McGreevy's, going to Lear, going to Dylan's, and always bumping into somebody you know.
Yeah, and it's great because even though I hear it's 45% turn, like the people, my little group, I mean, it's like 100% turn. I'm the only one here this year, but it's wonderful to see run into people like you every year. I mean, it makes it feel like how. And I don't think Hal would be the same without Keith. So you're a big part of this conference, whether or not you know it or not. So we appreciate talking to you, and we'll see you next year.
See you in Chicago. Thank you.
And that's going to conclude my reporting from the Hal conference. We had some great interviews while I was here. I was very excited. I'm not sure on the launch order of these, but I believe I will have already launched Bob Gill's interview. In the upcoming couple months, we'll have Stefan Sagmeister. We'll have Dina Keller, we'll have Brian Singer, and we'll have Sam Harrison. So very excited to be launching those in the next few months at 36point.com and the Reflex Blue Show. Also, you can catch a few written recaps from this thing that I wrote at ninapaperblog.com. And it was actually a lot of fun because to have Bennett Halsworth blogging here with me, it was like an old day again. So I think it's been, he said he blogged the How Conference 9 years ago. And so all of a sudden, I don't think he's blogged in 8 years. So it was fun to have him, and he had some really good reading as well. So check that out, ninapaperblog.com. And we'll see you next week.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Meary is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.